Hey guys, welcome to Phone Arena. This is Basil, and today I'll be taking you through a review of the Samsung Galaxy Pro. The Galaxy Pro is an Android 2.2 handset with a sweet 4-tier QWERTY keypad. You've also got a 3-megapixel camera on the back and a host of connectivity features. It looks good from the offset. Taking a look at the design, however, and the first thing that jumps out at you is the screen itself. The screen, at a resolution of 320 by 240 pixels, suffers. This is why it jumps out at you, for all the wrong reasons. The low pixel density means even the most attractive of images just looks pixelated. Also, colors are washed out and brightness levels aren't where they should be, so outdoor viewing isn't fantastic, neither are viewing angles. Nevertheless, the screen is pretty responsive, so that's its one saving grace. Right below the screen, you've got four physical hardware buttons and a 4-tier QWERTY keypad. Turn the device around and you've got the 3-megapixel camera, which has autofocus but no flash, and the loudspeaker. The back has a nice textured feel, and on top of that is a 3.5mm headphone jack, a micro USB port, while to the right hand side is a power button and to the left a volume rocker. The keypad itself feels pretty nice. It's got a nice click to the keys as you type, and they're roomy enough to be comfortably letting you type short messages and quick emails. However, for long text documents, we probably wouldn't recommend this. Well, we certainly got cramp when we tried to do the job. Overall, it feels pretty solid, so it's a general thumbs up for the Samsung Galaxy Pro as far as design's concerned. However, like we said, be mindful, the screen is extremely low resolution. An 800 MHz processor powers everything along. This, coupled with Android 2.2 and TouchWiz 3.0, means everything runs really smoothly, especially due to the low graphical demands of the handset thanks to the low resolution screen. Taking a look at the notifications tab, TouchWiz adds some cool features such as quick settings. You've also got a staggered apps drawer, which staggers apps block by block. You can also pick the number of home screens you have, as many as 7 and as few as 6. And there are a bunch of other cool features. You can read the full review for more details. As far as some hardware goes, the camera in the board is 3 megapixels with autofocus but no flash. The interface is really, really nice, giving you access to various scene modes, etc., which you don't find in some of the higher end cameras and camera phones. You can also adjust metering and white balance, as well as a host of other effects. The gallery is not so great. While on the surface it's a standard Android fare, once you find a photo, you come to pinch to zoom in, and pinch to zoom doesn't work. Instead, it's a double tap scenario. So, like we said, the handset doesn't support multi-touch. Once you get past that, we can look at the actual quality of the photos. Detail levels are pretty good overall for the 3 megapixel camera on board. However, exposure is a little bit off. As you can see, it tends to overexpose images taken outdoors. Fortunately, the handset has autofocus, so you'll be able to do some macro shots, as we can see. As far as indoor shots go, they're not fantastic due to the lack of flash, however, are certainly possible for most social networking. Videos taken at a resolution of 320 by 240 pixels, in line with the screen res. We can take a look at a sample now.
Hi guys, this is a video sample from the Galaxy Pro.
As you can see, it's pretty smooth at 30 frames per second, but nevertheless, at this resolution, it's going to be suited for this screen or YouTube, but nothing higher like a DVD or, for example, an HDTV or monitor. Using the handset as a music player is pretty feasible. The music player's got a pretty standard interface, and there's a 3.5mm headphone jack up top, so it's in a good place to plug your headphones into. As far as browsing the web goes, it's really not the most intuitive experience overall. The reason for this, again, as with the gallery, is because of a lack of multi-touch. The double tap to zoom works well, but sometimes it's really impractical when you're browsing the phone to double tap. Also, we found ourselves all the time clicking on pages which we didn't mean to go to, due to double tapping rather than pinching to zoom. We've also got a GPS on the handset, as well as 3G and Wi-Fi. So it is a really well connected device, which makes it a real shame about the lack of multi-touch. Overall, as far as the interface goes, therefore, it's a mixed bag. It doesn't look great, as the low-res screen really does lumber it with some pretty poor visuals. In addition to that, the lack of multi-touch hinders the use of day-to-day applications such as the gallery and web browsing. But it does run really smoothly, and there are a bunch of cool tweaks that Samsung have implemented to make it all the more functional for you. To wrap up, it's the Samsung Galaxy Pro screen that stands in the way of our recommending it. At 320 by 240 pixels and with a lack of multi-touch, it really does impede on day-to-day tasks Android should make easier. Nevertheless, with really good build quality overall, a comfortable keypad experience, and an okay camera for the price, as well as a host of connectivity features, we can safely say that if you can get past the screen, the Samsung Galaxy Pro gives you a big bang for your buck. Alternatives to the handset include the upcoming HTC ChaCha with some tighter social integration on board as well as Android, or the BlackBerry Curve. If you're prepared to wait and you really want a touchscreen, the BlackBerry Curve Touch should be your way later this year. Thanks for watching Phone Arena. This has been our video review of the Samsung Galaxy Pro. For more on this and other handsets, keep an eye on phonearena.com.